Welcome to my podcast series, Gaffney Talks. I'm Stephen Gaffney. Best tips to communicate top-down and bottom-up and even across the organization. There are seven critical guidelines. First, do it face-to-face wherever you can. Let's face it, the research shows that less than 10% of the meaning of a message, less than 10%, gets carried through other than the words. If we just have written communication and do not have face-to-face communication, people are going to miss the message. Now, you might be saying, well, we don't have that as a luxury. Our workforce is geographically dispersed. Well, then we need to use technology. So use video teleconferencing. Wherever you can, if people can see each other's faces, it makes a huge difference. Remember, clarity and simplicity are key. The person who defines clarity is not the sender, it is the receiver. So often, though, I experience people who say, I must have said this 5 times, I was perfectly clear. No, that person doesn't get a chance to judge whether they were clear. Only the receiver gets a chance to judge whether they were perfectly clear. So watch out for messages that we think are really clear, but they're vague and not really to the point. And remember, that problem will only get magnified as it gets relayed through the layers of the organization. Number three, the more stressed people are, the more distortion is likely to occur. When people are stressed, their listening decreases and their distortion increases. So if you're trying to convey tough messages, try to keep them short and actually invite dialogue. Just don't do one-way communication. Talk to the person. And if it's a group of people, ask for questions. Talk with folks. It actually will help them to absorb the message. Number four, build in accountability. Many organizations suffer from what I call a thermal layer, where communications do not penetrate. This is quite often the case when leadership will convey a message that they expect to get, relayed down throughout the organization. And then they find out it was not relayed. So when you have a message that you need to get cascaded down throughout the organization, give folks by when you expect them to in turn share it and hold them accountable. One other thing, check in. Check into the bottom levels of your organization and see if the messages were cascaded down. And if they were not, you need to hold people accountable. Whatever you do, destroy that thermal layer by holding people accountable. Number five, use multiple means of communication. For example, have town hall meetings when you have to convey strategic initiatives and key and vital information so that people can hear it direct from the leader. Just keep in mind, at town hall meetings, people see the body language, they hear the tone, and it really can amplify and clarify important messages. Also, use intro website. Have important information posted on your website. Now, don't expect people to always check that website. What we need to do is actually incentivize people so they're more likely to use that website. I've seen often where organizations will post things on their intro website and then be upset when they find out that employees haven't really checked into that information. So it's one thing to post it, but then you have to have people be aware that it's there and incentivize them to actually see and check that information out. Number six, if you're expecting folks to cascade a message down throughout your organization, make sure it's critical that they are aware of the key talking points as well as the points not to say. Why is that important? Because people often go off and start expanding on points and they're missing the points. So make sure that everybody is clear on the central talking points as well as what not to say. Number seven, watch out for lengthy emails with multiple points. Generally, it is better to keep emails short. Remember, quick and easy is better than long and complicated. Finally, let me leave you with this. Often, organizations will do employee surveys, and I've worked with a lot of leaders who get the results, only to find out that despite their importance and drive to communicate better, people still complain that we're not communicating enough. Don't give up. This is not an easy problem to solve, but when you're aware of these seven guidelines, you can make a huge difference with your organization. So please check out our website and blog to learn a lot of other tips that can make a huge difference also in your organization.
thank you for listening to Gaffney Talks. For more great information, visit my website at stephengaffney.com. I'm Stephen Gaffney.